Welcome back. Our discussion will now take a closer look at the mind's role in meditation. Not that it is mutually exclusive from the body's connection, but the distinction is made here for the sake of convenience and clarity. Earlier, the adrenaline reaction to an emergency was mentioned. Responding instantly to threat or danger does not require thought, of course, only recognition, which usually occurs within a few milliseconds. And then instinct snaps into action, as when someone's pet runs in front of a car and the driver's foot stomps on the brake a half a second later. The full realization may not sink in for a few seconds, but the adrenaline has nevertheless accomplished its purpose. In this case, causing the driver to instinctively stop the vehicle. It is an automatic function in our makeup, necessary for protection and survival. And this fact takes us to the heart of the matter regarding the mind. Your human personality contains numerous automatic reflexes, along with attitudes conditioned by your own thinking. You are quietly listening to this tape at the moment, but all you need to do to become angry is to recall a time when something or someone made you really mad, just downright furious. Your mind does not distinguish between what is objectively happening or simply imagined or remembered, so the image you conjure of the time you were angry also mirrors your feelings as if the event were happening now. It may be an ancient memory, but the feelings it arouses remain contemporary. That former incident still gets you riled up, though it may have happened years ago. Two elements create such conditioning within you: the seriousness of the situation and the impact it had on you. Even today, as you remember, you may feel definite physical responses, such as your muscles tensing or your pulse rate increasing. Anger, fear, worry, and other unsettling emotions become embedded as part of our temperaments because we have allowed them to register as guests in our minds. By replaying these old grievances and hurts, we allow them to be our mantras, our affirmations, as it were, and the thought becomes the thing that truly damages us. When nothing more than your thoughts can give you an upset stomach, destroy your peace of mind, and generally put you in a lousy mood, then it must be time to consider changing your thinking. Don't you agree? Fortunately, you have the capability to replace those old inner recordings that control your attitudes and emotions with positive responses. Positive and constructive thought patterns can be nurtured with practice, which makes the former reactions shrivel into nothing. Even a little conscious effort goes a long way in clearing out those ancient emotional cobwebs and improving your outlook, which in turn increases your sense of well-being. Continually building positive responses galvanizes and channels your soul's energies on your behalf and inspires greater peace of mind. Here's an experiment that demonstrates the importance of keeping your mind fortified with desirable thoughts and responses. Make yourself comfortable and relaxed. Instead of meditating, you're only going to have a short reverie. Feel at ease and check your body to see if any muscles are tense. You might try the tensing and relaxing technique you've learned. A simpler method that works, unless you're especially tense, is to take a minute and picture yourself fully relaxed and feeling at ease. Take a couple of deep breaths. Close your eyes. Bring to mind an especially pleasant experience. Remember a time when you felt really great, perhaps even exuberant, on top of the world. Or you might even think of a coming event you are looking forward to in the near future. See it all happening in your mind. see all the details of what is happening. Allow the pleasant sensations aroused by seeing this experience to fill you, and fully appreciate the fact that you deserve to feel this way. You have earned this enjoyment. It is yours. Hold the feeling. Embrace it, for it is a reflection of who you are. Every time you entertain thoughts and images that are hopeful, peaceful, and uplifting, you counteract those embedded responses that feed on anger and fear and disappointment of every kind. Without even realizing it, you allow nagging little negative thoughts into your mind, and they become termites gnawing away at your well-being. Your moment of positive daydreaming just now shows how we embed in our bodies what we are holding in our minds without even thinking about it. That is, without monitoring the quality of our thoughts. And in only 30 seconds, your thoughts register throughout your body's chemical and electrical activities. Just think, in only half a minute you can reverse a negative thought or feeling with the soothing water of positive thoughts and images, freeing yourself from dis-ease caused by the unwanted irritants and agitators. During meditation, the effect of the affirmation is even more penetrating. The impact is greater because the affirmation conveys a more meaningful truth or quality that reaches to the soul itself. And because of its brevity, the affirmation is easier to concentrate on than a longer revelry. So you can see that a single idea held in meditation can have a powerful and profound influence on your state of mind and become a compass guiding you to greater peace of mind, patience, and understanding. This is the reason that learning to focus exclusively on the affirmation is vital. Even if you are unable to keep that single idea in mind now, with practice, your mind will learn to stay focused. So if you're having difficulty, be patient and persistent. Here's a little experiment. Keep your workbook handy. Just close your eyes and let your mind relax as thoughts come and go for half a minute or so. Just let the tape continue to run. Hello. What was on your mind when you were interrupted? Go to the workbook now, page 13, and write that thought. Turn off the tape while you work on pages 13 and 14 now. Once you have completed them, turn on the tape and we will explore this exercise's connection to meditation. You are probably very much aware of your tendencies to flit from one thought to another. This tendency will continue, at least for a while, as you train yourself in meditation. You may have noticed when you answered the questions in the workbook how your thoughts moved in a linear, chain-like fashion, as one thought connected with another. And now, more than likely, during the exercise, the last thought you held was far removed from the thought in your mind when the silent period began. This indicates how uncontrolled thoughts seemingly roam one after another randomly through the mind. This seems to happen in a more or less chaotic way. Meditation, on the other hand, gives order to chaos. You select an idea as an affirmation and then hold it in mind. When other thoughts intrude, regardless of how relevant they may appear, you can exclude them by turning your attention back to the affirmation. In time, the intrusive thoughts will just stay away. Keeping your mind directed in one idea, of course, takes practice. So in order for you to increase your ability at focusing your mind on a single idea, let's try the following affirmation exercise. Let us use a single word for your affirmation. As you make yourself comfortable and close your eyes, let the word love dwell in your mind. You might try imagining the letters of the word coming together one at a time. L and O and V and E. See the word clearly and think about what it means. Call to mind the people you love. And those who love you. While you were focused on the word love, you probably began sensing or feeling what love is all about beyond its rational meaning. Meditation works in the same way. First, you begin thinking about the idea, allowing it to fill your mind, and then a subtle transition in the way you think about it begins. It is this transition that marks a shifting from the specific to an expanded sense of the meaning. Or you may catch a glimpse of the feeling or the energy vibration that goes with the word. This awareness may last for only a few seconds, but it has left a small calling card in your mind that will remain. Meanwhile, you continue thinking about the affirmation as before, but now with a more specific understanding of its meaning and how it feels. Again, close your eyes. Now you will continue with an affirmation that adds to love. As you relax, hold this affirmation in your mind. In the stillness, I feel God's love. Silently repeat this in your thoughts a few times. Think only about what that phrase means to you. Only those words. In the stillness, I feel God's love. If your understanding shifts beyond the mere meaning of the words, that is fine. And also let any other feelings come to you. When you lose the sense of, in the stillness I feel God's love, turn your attention back to the meaning of the words. Do not be concerned that your mind may repeatedly wander. The fact that you are able to recognize that it is strayed and then return it to the phrase is the important thing. With the affirmation practice fresh in your mind, try another meditation session right now. But first a suggestion. If you are a person with lots of demands on your time who must stay on a schedule, here's a recommendation. Set a kitchen timer before you begin. You may want to mute the sound somewhat by wrapping the timer loosely in a hand towel and placing it across the room so that it doesn't jar your nerves when it suddenly goes off. You might set the timer for 30 minutes, which will assure you of about 20 minutes of meditation after the exercises. Anyway, using a timer will prevent you from being anxious about meditating longer than you have time for, which can happen on occasion. All right. You're seated comfortably, back straight, eyes closed. You should be relaxed enough without doing the tensing and relaxing exercise. If you want to do the exercise, Turn off the tape until you are ready for the other exercises. Now you're ready for the head and neck exercise. Remember, you stretch your head forward 3 times and then back, to the right and then to the left, followed by circling in each direction. Begin now. As you're doing this exercise, you might want to coordinate your breathing with the movements. Take a breath, and then as you tilt your head, exhale slowly, and breathe in as you raise your head. You can do the same with the circling movements, inhaling and exhaling each time you move your head around. Now let the tape go on running, and please continue the exercise in silence. Ready for the breathing exercise? Remember, in through the right nostril and out through the mouth 3 times. Then inhale through the left nostril and exhale out of the right 3 times. Begin now. For a few minutes, stay with your affirmation, "In the stillness, I feel God's love." Let the tape continue running while you hold your affirmation in mind. We'll resume in about 5 minutes. To end your meditation session, as explained earlier, remember to share some of your loving energy with others who come to mind. After you've done that, open your eyes, and if you feel like it, stretch a bit.